The United States is at odds again with Cuba, and this week the dispute is over Christmas decorations. The decorations adorn the U.S. interest section, the closest thing that America has to an embassy in Havana. At issue is a huge sign with the number 75. That's a reference to 75 dissidents jailed last year. Cuba is warning that U.S. diplomats will face unspecified consequences if the elaborate display is not removed. Here's Renee.
James Kaysen is chief of mission at the U.S. interest section, which just happens to be located along Havana's busiest coastal highway. So the 75 sign is quite visible, plus another sign put up by the Cuban government.
In front of us is a huge protest facility, which we call the Protestodromo, where they hold huge rallies, and the sign that they put up that faces us says, "Fatherland or death, and we will conquer." Our sign this year says Merry Christmas.
The Cuban government, though, has no objection to you have a big Santa Claus there, right? A 25-foot Santa Claus.
We have Santa Claus, we have Frosty the Snowman, we have a Santa and a sleigh going up the side of the building, lots of lights and colors, and they generally have never liked the Christmas lights because until recently Christmas was something that was frowned upon. And basically, it's the only lights in town in a very dreary city with the lights out good part of the time because of power cutoffs.
So you're on a very big, famous boulevard, lots of traffic, lots of Cubans going by. The Cuban government has accused you of being provocative. Are you not being provocative?
No, we think what's provocative is the fact that they arrested these 75 people and found them guilty just because they were thinking and speaking independently. The Cuban government will not allow us to, or anybody here, to have freedom of expression, and so we use symbols and words to make clear what we stand for and what our values are.
I just wonder, there are Americans, business people, farmers who want to develop trade with Cuba. I gather there's a trade mission there now?
There are American businessmen here who have come to sign food contracts, which are allowed under our regulations. And so, yes, they're doing business as they've been doing for the last couple of years.
Well, how has this trade group from America reacted to this? It must make it a little harder for them.
I don't think so. I think Fidel makes his purchases because the things that we sell are cheaper and transportation costs are lower, and so they're making their purchases, and it has nothing to do with this, and I don't think it will have any impact whatsoever in terms of their ability to do business.
The Cuban government has said, take this down or else. What could the or else be?
Well, we don't know because they haven't done anything yet. I mean, it could be you have to leave the country. It could be we will continue to make sure that you cannot get your message out, as they've been trying to do over the past couple of years by restricting our movements to the city of Havana and restricting our ability to bring in Martin Luther King's books or Robert Louis Stevenson books, that sort of thing. So they basically don't want us to be able to provide, or anybody else, to provide any information that's not controlled by the state. And so they may attempt to further harass and intimidate us in terms of doing what we generally do in any country where we provide basic books on democracy and support for people that want to have a different approach and think differently.
James Kaysen is chief of mission at the U.S. interest section in Havana, Cuba. He says the 75 sign won't come down until after Christmas when all the decorations are put away.